Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily Podcast. And this is for Monday, the 5th of October, 2020. And this is for all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. Stats across the board today were mostly positive or all positive. Let's start with the amount of companies that traded today. So there were 547 ASX resource stocks that traded with a share price of 1 cent or higher. That's down from 555 on Friday. Of the 547 ASX resource stocks that traded today, there were 251 with gains. That's up significantly from 109 on Friday. There were 167 with no gain. That's up from 105 on Friday. And there were 129 with a loss. And that's down significantly from 341 on Friday. So extremely positive stats there. Minimal losses and great gains in excess of 200 companies. So that's a great statistic there. Looking at the volume today, that is probably the one stat that is down significantly, and it's down to 1.16 billion, and that's down from 1.92 billion on Friday. Therefore, the average volume has dropped significantly to 2.12 million, and that's down from an average on Friday of 3.47 million. As far as the average gain loss, it's at a positive gain today of 1.58% average, and that's a huge increase from a minus 2.47 average on Friday. So great turnaround there of over 4%. Let's continue the good news, and we'll look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today. And the top five were, at number one, Whitecliff Minerals Limited, ASX code WCN. And it had a percentage gain of 41.67% today. At number two, we have Rarex Limited, ASX code REE, and it had a percentage gain of 39.13% today. At number three, we have American Rare Earths Limited, ASX code ARR, and it had a percentage gain of 33.96% today. At number four, we have Dreadnought Resources Limited, ASX code DRE, and it had a percentage gain of 34.62% today. And at equal number five are both Zeus Resources Limited, ASX code ZEU, and also New Energy Gas Limited, ASX code NGY, and they both had a percentage gain of 33.33% today. So congrats to all holders of the top five best performing ASX resource stocks today, or in today's case there were six. There were some great positive gains and activity with those six stocks today. All right, let's move on and look at the best performing commodities for today, and there was a few standouts. Rare earths, gold, copper, HPA, aluminium, kaolin, lithium and nickel, all performing well today. The highest traded stock today was Rarex Limited, ASX code REE, and 12.04% of the company was traded today. Looking at project locations, they were all project locations that were performed well today were in Western Australia, and they were Fraser Range, Paterson Province, and Yilgarn Craton. Again, all those successful project locations are located in Western Australia. Let's look at the top 20 spend over the last 12 months of percentage staff admin spend versus percentage project spend. And it's at exactly 50%. So that's a huge turnaround from Friday's high of 63%. So effectively that means of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for today, they're spending an average of 50% on staff admin over the last 12 months and 50% on projects over the last 12 months. So that's certainly a step in the right direction. Let's look at the ERP statistics for today. There were 141 ASX Resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher that traded today that use an ERP software solution. That's down slightly from 147 on Friday. The gain loss, percentage gain loss, is at a positive gain of 0.91 average gain, and that's a huge turnaround from a minus 1.83% on Friday. So a great turnaround there of more than 2.5%. Volume is down significantly to 309 million, and that's down from 539 million on Friday. Looking at the top 20 ASX resource stocks that use an ERP software solution, so that's the top 20 using ERP, and their spend over the last 12 months is exactly the same as the general average. It's 50%. So 50% on staff admin over the last 12 months and 50% on projects over the last 12 months. So certainly like that down lower around the 40% or thereabouts, but certainly heading in the right direction. Of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, there are only one that use an ERP software solution. All right, let's look at the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for today, which is Whitecliff Minerals Limited, ASX code WCN. And we'll start with their projects. They have projects in nickel, cobalt, copper and gold, predominantly located in Western Australia, but also in Krasachikan in Asia. And looking at their spend over the last 12 months, they've spent $551,000 on projects and $520,000 on staff admin. So that equates to 49% of money available over the last 12 months spent on staff admin and 51% spent on projects. As far as money in the bank, they've got just over $2 million, and that's excluding any recent or up-and-coming capital raise. Looking at their market cap, it closed at just over $8.2 million today. They have just over 486 million shares on issue. As far as their share price, it started the year at 0.06 of a cent, and it's now closed at 1.7 cents as of close of trade today. So that's getting close to 300% gains. So great returns there for top 20 shareholders and directors. And talking about the top 20 and directors, between them they own in excess of close to 49% of the company. All right, that now concludes our overview of the best performing ASX resource stock today, being Whitecliff Minerals Limited, ASX code WCN. A huge congratulations to all shareholders and directors of Whitecliff Minerals. Some great activity and gains today. That now concludes the MacCorp Daily Podcast for today. Thanks again for listening. We hope you gained some valuable insights and stats into the ASX resource sector. If there's anything you'd like us to discuss, please email Steve at MacCorp, MacCorp. .net.au, and thanks again for listening and enjoy your evening. Good night.